gathered even in that place already, and do that. And we want it to be a celebration because God is doing something. He's spreading his gospel, and he's taking through planting churches. And I want to ask that Franco and Eve and all your team that are part of, those that are part of us that are gone with, those that are gathered together with you, come and stand at the front here with us. And we want to rejoice with you. All the people that are from Church in the Valley, come to the front, please. Isn't this wonderful? Isn't this incredible what God has done already through going into the valley and touching lives? Just absolutely wonderful. So why don't, before we pray for them, I just want to give Frank an opportunity just to give a testimony. Then I want to trust God that as you prepared your heart to share scripture with them or prophetic word, I want to do that with the folk. And then we're going to lay hands and we're going to extend our hands and we're going to lay hands on these folk and we're going to release them and send them with God's blessing and God's grace. So Frank, if you want to just share a little bit. I can't give it for too long because you know a preacher. Eh?
I promise you I won't preach. thanks, Mark. Thanks, everybody. It's just a wonderful privilege to be here and to release us into doing what God has called us to do. And, you know, there are a lot of zealous people here. And, you know, we actually marched seven times around Max Goodman Park yesterday. And we just did a spiritual walk, you know. So, yeah, no, I forgot my cap, you know, so I look like a... Yeah, so we just, all we're doing is doing the Great Commission, go into the whole world and preach the gospel to every creature and every one of God's creations. And God has started doing a wonderful work amongst the people. You know, this is a few of us. A whole bunch of them couldn't make it and they didn't come, but we're going and God's doing a big thing amongst us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Franco. So as we send them, if you have a prophetic word, if you want to come to the front and maybe read it over them, those that have waited upon the Lord. Nikki, you got some? Anyone else got a word for the folk? Judy, you got something? Come, Judy, you want to come and share with them? Folk.
Franco and Eve and the whole family. This is actually to the family of Franco and Eve now that the Lord is just showing me in Mark 2:21. He says, you know, new wine gets put into new wineskin. If it doesn't, the skin bursts. And what did I say, Lord? I need to understand exactly what you're talking about because we can actually read it so often and not understand. And he said, what happens is that my greatest command is that you love me first with your whole heart, your mind, your soul, and your whole body. And he said, when you come into salvation and you come to know Jesus, those are the things that I want to change. I want to give you a container within which I pour everything of my goodness, all my truth, all my promises, but it has to be a container that will hold them. And so God is busy preparing and changing mindsets, the way you see things, the way you hear things, the way your heart experiences. And he says, I'm the one who changes hard hearts to soft hearts. I'm the one who changes blind eyes to eyes that see. I'm the one who changes deaf ears who haven't heard it to suddenly hear it from a different perspective. I'm the one who changes the heart to understand. And I'm the one that changes the heart to love and to be able to be loved, my love. And so I know, Frank and Eve, that the Lord is pouring God's new wine into you. The Holy Spirit is the one that with power but with simplicity will break open the truth and all the goodness that God has will be poured into new wineskins and you will see the fruit of what God does in that.
Judy.
It's just so exciting to see a portion of your beautiful family. Thank you for bringing them. And dearest darling Franco, Eve and Timia, our hearts swell with such excitement for you. We know it's a huge gap for us here at Seaway. Every Sunday we miss you and pray for you. And we know that we just linked in another branch. It gives us great joy knowing you're reaching and impacting this whole valley. As hard as it is for us, not seeing you and having you, the excitement and the gifts and joy and encouragement and Jesus that you bring to them just makes our hearts so big. Thank you for being obedient to the call and great commission. Well done, good and faithful servants. Our friendships will only grow deeper as we stay connected to Father God and each other. When I looked at this eagle, it reminded me of you, Franco. Okay, it is called a balding eagle. It wasn't really why I chose it. But, bald eagle, sorry. and its eyes are like, you know, they're like so intentional. And you know all the scriptures about the eagle, so I'm not even going to read them about the soaring. And it just, how you look with those alert and ready eyes to see who needs Jesus, and you're so ready and you appropriate everything that God has for them and the promises for them. And it thaws on thermals, so don't forget to thaw on thermals. And it's obedient to its commission, and we know that it knows what and when and how, as you hear from our Father. So run and not grow weary in your 70, which is coming up. Hey, go, Franco, go, just like you do swimming. And the lighthouse, it was actually from the British Columbia for our darling Evie. And it was the other picture. And thank you for being that lighthouse, Jesus being the beacon. Evie, as solid as that lighthouse is, everyone is drawn to you as you stay the course. It doesn't move. And if you know Eve, she's just solid. She's got love in her heart that's so big and such a safe haven. Evie, you're not scared to speak the truth in love. Such a big mama heart and always room for more. So wise and welcoming. Such a hard worker and loves Jesus with all her heart, mind, and soul. So guys, you have got tremendous leaders that are taking you and support them and bless them. And thank you. We love you.
Thank you, Nikki. To Frank and Eve and to the family of Church in the Valley, I just sense this from the Lord for you. My children, you've been faithful with my call. I'm the one planting. It is my church, and you are to partner with me and see my mercy extended to man. I'm the righteous one, and I have mercy on whom I have mercy. I have chosen to have mercy on those people in that place. You will see my grace because I've extended my mercy towards that people. Your faithfulness will produce a harvest of righteousness. The enemy has been defeated, but he will roar, yet I have defeated him and take back what he's been given to you. I am the victorious one. The battle is mine and the victory is yours. So I think there's success ahead of you folk. There's fruitfulness. God's called you to him and we are so excited for you. And you know, we want to send you with God's power and God's anointing and God's blessing. So I'm asking the church to get out of your seats, to come and gather around. You want to move a bit forward. We want to come and lay hands on you. And we want to send you as a family, not just the elders, but as a family. Come, so everyone, even the youth at the back there, come to the front. Emmanuel, Andrew, come to the front here. Let's come and lay hands. Everyone must have hands laid upon them. Connie's got a scripture to share, but let's get everyone get to the front here first. So those who can't walk, you're excused, but the rest of us, let's gather around these wonderful people here. Come and stand on the stage if you want to, those that can come around. Just everyone of Church in the Valley, just make sure someone from church on the way is laying hands upon you. Hey, just everyone from Church in the Valley. Come, let's gather closer. Billy, come in. Albert, climb in there. This is messy, but that's fine. Has everyone got hands laid on from Church in the Valley, eh? There we go. That's wonderful. Just Connie's just going to share a scripture too, and then we're going to pray.
This is for you, Franco, the leaders, and all the way down to, or the other way, or everyone in the church in the valley. And it says, "The Spirit of the Lord, the Sovereign Lord, is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on the church on the valley a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. They will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the places long devastated. They will renew the ruined cities that have been devastated for generations. And looking at the crowd that came now in, I just saw that each one of you was handpicked by the Lord. It's not just by coincidence that you are in that place. God knew you and chose you and picked you with his hand and put you in that place, not just to be crowned with beauty and all these wonderful things that God has said, but he wants you to be part of the restoration in that place and Amen. Restoring what has been devastated.
Amen.
Amen.
Even Franco, all the members of Church in the Valley, put up your hands. Put up your hands. This is a message from God to you people. Franco has been placed over you as the leader. But Paul writes and he says, have the attitude, the same attitude as Christ. He says, make me truly happy by agreeing wholeheartedly with each other, loving one another with the love of God, and working together with one mind and purpose. Don't be selfish and try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves. Don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others too. You must have the same attitude as Jesus Christ. So bless you as you minister in the valley, even Franco.
Amen. About 2.5 years ago, we have our pre-meetings on a Wednesday here at church. And every time Franco came in on the Wednesday, and it's happened for about a month or so, when I looked at Franco, every time I looked at him, I saw he had a bow in his arms and the arrow. But at the end of the arrow, there was fire, and I saw this thing being released, and it would fly, and it would land. And this went on. How many times did I share that with you? Eventually, I thought, no, sure. I can't share that with Franco. He's going to run away from me. But I want to tell the family here from the valley. And that arrow that has made its mark in that area, a Valley Revival Center, and that fire on the end of that tip speaks about revival. It speaks about a move of God's Spirit in that place. And I want to encourage you, this is a start of something really, really amazing for every one of you here that's part of the work in that area. You're part of a revival that God is about to do there. So this is a start of something really, really amazing, and I want to encourage you with that.
Thank you. Thank God. Amen. Thank you, Ivan. So there's two things we want to do. We want to commission the folk that are here to do the Great Commission, and then we want to pray God's anointing and release Franco and Eve to head up that work and with God's anointing. Amen. So I want to read as what Jesus gave the church, but to every one of you at Church on the Valley, and declare this over you as a truth, as a fact, and it's going to be worked in and through you. Jesus said, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. And surely, I'm with you always to the very end of the age. So, Father, I just, as we lay hands on these wonderful people, your children, we commission them as you commissioned us, Lord, to go and make disciples. Lord, in the authority of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and Lord, the evidence of your presence with them now, we thank you, Lord. This is a supernatural work. This is not a work of the flesh. This is not an organization or a company. This is the church. And Lord, we just establish your church in the valley now. And thank you, Lord, this is your work. This is the planting of the Lord, the oaks of righteousness established in that valley. And Lord, will you take your glory now, and will you use these wonderful people, Lord, to bring glory to your name and to add many into your kingdom, into your family now, in the name of Jesus. And two, Lord, we also release the gifting of the Holy Spirit over these people, the leaders, the needs that need to be met, not just the financial, but the needs to build your church, that you would raise up the men and women here, Lord, to do the work of ministry, Lord, that many can be added to your kingdom, and you get all the glory now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now let's turn to Franco and Eve, because they're going to be leading up this work. So can we just lay hands upon them, and maybe just the elders just quickly come and just come together. Let's lay hands on Franco and Eve. I'm going to pray, and I'm going to ask Craig also to pray. Father, we just thank you for Franco and Eve. Thank you, Lord, you have called them by name. You've set them apart. And Lord, we look at them and we say thank you, Lord, that even at this stage in their lives, Lord, they've put their hand up to follow you and they've been faithful. So Lord, today, as in your authority and in your name, Lord, we commission them with the anointing of God, Lord, to lead this work, now to be the lead elder and the lead elder's wife in this role, Lord, to lead church in the valley at this time. And Lord, we just release that anointing, that wisdom, that power, and everything that you have for them, Lord, that they can follow you and do what you call them to do. So, Holy Spirit, we thank you for your leading. You've been working already, and you've been working powerfully, but I just pray for the dynamic of the fullness of the power of the Holy Spirit now to be released in and through them in Jesus' name. Amen. Craig, you want to pray?
Amen. 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 We love you guys, man. Yeah, we love you guys. We want to cry over you. Really. I just feel tears of joy just flowing, just going. Father, we thank you for this amazing couple. We thank you, Lord, that we had time, good time to spend with them, for them to impart into our lives. And we're thankful for that, Lord. We thank you for that. And Lord, may that continue. May we still see them. May they still continue to impart into our lives. And may we still be able to impart into their lives, Father. As we just say, this is not a goodbye. It's just a going, and they're going with our hearts and they're going in our spirits to do the same thing, Lord. But help us to be good for each other still, to be there for each other, to encourage each other. And I was praying for you. I got A, B, C, D. Father, I just pray that there's going to be a lot of action in the valley. There's going to be action. They're going to see action. Franco's an action man, Lord. He's an action man. There's going to be action. Lord, I thank you for that. Just lots of action, Lord. And B, Father, I just thank you for the bravery that's going to go before them, Lord. I just thank you for bravery in their lives. And even in the people that they've got here, I just see bravery amongst us, these people here, to go and do your work. C for community. You're going to build community. You're going to build a community in the valley, a community that's going to last, a community that's going to shine the light and do everything that we heard about today. And D, there's going to be deliverance. Lord, deliverance in people's lives, but deliverance in the valley. Father, I believe for that, and we pray that over them, that it starts to flow. Give them the anointing for that in Jesus' name. And we just release them with your blessing. We release them with our hearts. We say we love you, and we release you completely. And we witness with what you're doing. Father, may your favor be with them, and may you keep them safe in Jesus' name. Amen.
So, Father, we send them with our blessing, with your blessing. We send them in the name of Jesus to go and do the work that you've called them to do. And we do this in the authority of your name, the name of Jesus. And all God's people said, amen and amen. God bless you guys. God bless you. We're going to celebrate together at the top. Come and join us for some cappuccinos and some cake and stuff as we celebrate together. Yeah, Franco wants to say something.
Hi, everybody. I just want to say that one thing that I really recognized in this church, Seaway, is the love. You know, there's a love bond in this church that very few churches can experience or know about. And I just want to thank you for Nick and say thank you to Nikki and Mark for being such wonderful people and leading everybody in that wonderful way. And all the love that we got from you guys all the years that we've been here, how many, 3.5 or 4? And we just want to say thank you. You know, I've never had, and I just want to comment to you, I've never had anybody speaking evil about anybody. I've never heard anybody downing anybody. I've always seen people that when somebody's been down, you've always run to help them. You've always been there for them, and you've always encouraged them, and you've always been there for us and encouraged us. And I just want to say thank you very much for a bunch of people. Keep it up. You're doing a great job. Amen.
Thank you, Franco. Let's go and celebrate at the top. God bless you all.